Men's dress shoes, the most important detail. The surest barometer of a man's style is his shoes. Any investment of time, money, and care taken in dressing the body is squandered by the man who neglects his feet. So while advances in textile manufacturing and global supply chain management have reduced the cost of clothing significantly in recent decades, good footwear has not gotten much cheaper. Quality dress shoes start at around $300, and they are well worth it. They are incredibly comfortable, despite what most men will think. And even when new, they're just going to take some time breaking them in. But once you've done that, you're going to have these things for 20 to 40 years if you take care of them. Unlike a suit and tie, a man rarely risks appearing overdressed in fine dress shoes. So they offer today's man a way to bring class to his weekend attire without drawing snide comments from the t-shirt friends and family. And let me just add a little bit of a personal note here. I have seen men in bespoke shoes who are in jeans, and they can still make this look work. So, you know, this is something I truly believe in. I don't sell shoes. I sometimes wish I had gotten into this part of the business, and who knows, I still might. But I think this is truly one of the things that you need to spend some money on, because this is the foundation, and people notice good footwear, and they notice bad footwear too. All right, so if you're still, you know, worried or thinking, my gosh, $300 for a pair of shoes, consider this. Department store dress shoes that consist of cheap leather glued to rubber soles cost about $100 and can generally be expected to last a few years, and this is if you wear them. At this point, the leather develops notable signs of fatigue. It may even start to crack very easily because it's very thin, and your soles, they're going to start to fall apart. Repairing costs about as much as getting a new pair, simply because they're made not to be repaired. The parts are hard to come by, and most cobblers are going to say, you know, this isn't worth my time. On the other hand, the $300 pair of shoes, made of good leather stitched to leather soles, will last decades. And depending on how much you walk, they may need resoling every few years. At the cost of about $60, if you find a good cobbler, if you send them to the company, you expect to spend about $100. And if you have them totally rebuilt, maybe about $150. But in any case, the $300 shoes, they're a better investment, because every time you put those shoes on, they're going to feel better, they're going to look better, you're going to be proud to wear them, and you're going to receive compliments, versus that $100 pair, which is, well, going to look like a $100 pair. As a general rule, good men's dress shoes are made by companies whose primary business is the manufacture of men's shoes. Allen Edmonds, Alden, John Lobb, Church's, Crockett and Jones, Cheney, they're all excellent choices. Now, you're going to hear some companies, they're going to be selling shoes under their brand name, and oftentimes they are being manufactured by one of these companies, especially if it's a higher end brand. However, this isn't always the case. And the thing here is that sometimes whenever it's just a side business, they may find in tough times, it's very easy to make a lot more money by cutting corners, because most people are not going to notice that in the footwear, and they can keep the price the same, and consumers end up being on the wrong end of the stick there. So once you've invested in a decent pair of shoes, you've got to take care of them. And that's one of the advantages, or one of the, I think, good psychological things about spending money on shoes, is that you realize that, hey, this is an investment, I'm going to spend the money. So first off, when you buy those shoes, you need to pick up a pair of cedar shoe trees when you get the shoes. If it's a nice shoe store, or you're picking them up online, they should have them, just get them right there. You could look for a less expensive choice, but you can't be guaranteed the fit is going to be exactly perfect. But, you know, I would look out there. You'll spend anywhere from $15 to $50. And I'm not going to say the $50 pair are three or four times better than the $15 ones. I'm just going to say that it's probably a bit more convenient, but not $20 to $25. You should be able to get a great pair. At the end of the day, the whole role of these shoe trees is to pull out moisture after you wear them. After you wear a pair of shoes, you should let it dry out or just let it sit for a good few hours and then put in the shoe tree. Unless, I mean, if you don't have the time, just put it, I'd rather you put in the shoe tree than, you know, totally forget about it. But what you want is you want to also, it's going to pull out the moisture and it's also going to keep the shape of the shoe true. Finally, good shoes require polish. Unpolished leather looks sloppy and immature and will also fray and crack. And I don't have this in the article, but make sure to condition your leather shoes as well. Now, depending on the conditioner you use, you can go, you know, you can go, and also depending on your environmental conditions, you can go, you know, quite a bit of a time without it. When I lived in Austin, Texas, I would maybe condition my shoes 2 to 3 times a year. Now that I live in Wisconsin, at least once a month, usually after every 4 to 5 wears of the shoe, I am doing a good job cleaning it. I don't go through a process of stripping off all the wax, but I do clean them very well and then add a layer of conditioner. And I use called Leather Honey. Great company, great product. I really like it. But at the end of the day, you want to replenish the moisture in the leather, get it supple, and then you want to put the polish on top, which does a great job protecting. But realize that the polish comes off over time. You don't see it fall off, but it does throughout the day when you nick things, and just it comes off. So so it is something that you need to pay attention to. All right, this ends this section on men's dress shoes, the most important detail.